Fourth of June.
Dame. We. Will. Discuss. What has been happening to each one of you since last we met?
Did we see our guardian angel?
Is a ill disdain after we have spoken together that we should sit quietly and see what help we can bring to you this day. But firstly, let us speak about what you have each experienced.
Please, start with your mark, please.
I think I got a glimpse of an old, autistic-looking man with a long beard, but I don't know he has anything to do with the angels, but it seemed quite vivid. It was only for a sort of moment.
Yes. Remember my words to you, that the guardian angels that each of you should see would be the guardian angel who comes with you in birth and who stays with you throughout your physical lifetime until such time as you return. Do not become confused with those celestial guardian angels who have never trodden on this earth. So, I would say to you, my dear friend, that the gentleman who came to show himself to you has always been with you. As we continue through this evening, I hope that each one of you will elaborate upon what you have been given. We will try to help you all we can.
Do you think that Ismay would understand, Mark? Did she say?
Yes, she did. She did say that she hadn't.
Much more difficult, isn't it?
But she's had quite a busy week as
well.
Yeah.
Mm.
To Sarah. Did you know about this, Sarah?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I didn't see anything visually, but I felt tremendous benefit throughout each day alone. And I can improve my meditation a lot more, but I felt peace. Great peace and detachment, more detachment throughout the day when challenges came. I didn't feel particularly emotional about them, so I did feel the benefit.
Yes, I have told you, my dear friends, that if you wish to develop these spiritual gifts and remember that you are spirit, not a physical being. That is but a reflection of your spirit. You should just sit quietly for some parts of your daily lives. Of course, this is entirely up to you and your free will. But as you have experienced at this time, much benefit comes from returning home, to leaving behind the physical living, which includes the unrest, the rush of time, and many other physical attributes. It is only when you are quiet and go within do you come forth in spirit. And this is what you have come to understand. But there is no reason, my dear friends, that if you can achieve that state of consciousness, why you should not come to know that angel who loves and protects you and would be willing to come forward if you only but ask.
And I shall. I would like to see. And thank you for the gift, for in a way making me make the effort, make more effort, because it's a wonderful gift.
Although my mission here is to bring to you all knowledge, it is of importance that each one of you develop that spirituality whilst in these physical overcoats. That is what is important. Please always to remember that first and foremost you are spirit.
Yes.
After all, you would not neglect to feed your physical being. Therefore, why should you neglect that true being which is spirit? Why would you neglect to give succor to that being? And the way forward, my dear friends, is to go within in quiet. You understand.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, it's simple. I want to understand. Paul?
Yeah, I definitely felt the benefit of spending a bit more quiet time than I usually do trying to do this goal. Just right at the end, really, I had one. I thought I heard a voice say, "I'm here," and just the face of someone, this dark black straight hair, sort of oriental features, came, and a couple of birds, something like seagulls or something, or above. I don't know if who it was.
Yes. Do not doubt, my friend, what you are given whilst in the state of meditation. Only if you willingly accept can you receive more. I can tell you that it was not your imagination. and I will leave it there because I hope that this evening will bring to you much more information.
Thank you.
So, I didn't see anybody either, but I did a couple of times feel that my guardian angel was coming within me. I felt sort of combined, as it were, but I didn't actually see anything. Or anybody, I should say.
It is all important when you sense these things. After all, you are joined together. It is a guardian angel who comes with you in each successive lifetime, who stays with you throughout all of your troubles and your good times in this physical living. To sense that joining together is the first step of recognizing that you are not alone. So, do not be disappointed, my dear friends, that you had no vision. That will come. But to sense in the way that you did, I would say, is most acceptable.
Thank you very much. Uncle?
I found that at the end of the day, I did my half an hour. And it seemed like it, the phone or anything else would go. And I found that by the end of time, I was breathing much easier and longer. And I felt that there was somebody there, but I didn't see anybody, but I felt this power of somebody there.
Yes. The sensing is good. It is part of what you are. As the lady I have spoken to also sensed rather than saw. Each of you are developing at your own individual rate of development. Therefore, it would only be natural that you each felt something different. After all, if you all had the same experience, would it not be rather, how would you say, suspicious?
Yes, that's true.
Yes. So, look upon the experience as a good one, and such that it gives you the opportunity to realize what you can have. When the breathing slows down, as you have put it, that is when healing takes place within physical bodies.
I realize that, yes.
Yes, I know you have. But it is important for each of you to know and understand this.
Thank you very much.
For myself, the energy, especially in my hands, lots of movement with the hands, which I do get sometimes if I sit quietly. I didn't see any faces or anything, but before the end of one of the half an hours, it was like almost like a white, I say blob. In my eyes were shut, but I could see this white very briefly.
Yes.
But no features at all, but lots of energy.
I am sure that your guardian angel will not be offended to be called a block.
Oh, God,
if you had continued, I can tell you that, and again I will use your word, blob would have formed into a vision. So you see the importance, my dear friends, of sitting and giving time each day. All too often we hear you say we do not have time. But again, think of my words. You are spirit and you should be taking care of that part of you, which is the real you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's worth remembering.
You have given yourself time, each and every one of you, because I have asked it of you, and for this we are most grateful. But cannot you see how important and how much better your lives would be if you could devote some more time to this meditation?
Mm-hmm. It's obvious to me that it's important to me.
Yes. We, of course, cannot make you, but we can encourage and try to help you along. And as I have said to the young gentleman, the more that you can accept, the more you can be given. Mm-hmm. So again, my dear friends, we will devote this time to helping each one of you. And if we may kindly ask our dear lady here, if she will place her hands in yours while you meditate, perhaps you can tell us what you are feeling, what you are seeing.
Yes.
We will do our best. There are so many who surround you who wish to help you. To help you to develop spiritually, to help you in your daily lives, to bring you that knowledge which you seek. But it is all within, if only you will go and search for it. So, my dear friends, as I sit quietly with this instrument, I ask each one of you to quietly meditate, and after a little time, our dear lady friend will come to each one of you to place her hands upon you. The power within will help each one of you. Quietly ask that you be given what it is you need to know.
And when it's Lynn's time, would it help if I put my hands in hers?
I will ask the lady to place her hands upon